Robert Kraft, suspect in prostitution sting.
Kraft is accused of soliciting prostitution, and an arrest warrant could be issued.
Is there video evidence of this alleged act?
Yes, sir.
What I have been told is that could be other names we do know.
Dale Arnold.
Kraft, I don't believe it. I got to see it to believe it. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. God knows we don't do that.
Rich Keefe.
Better get to the point where you're concerned that the struggle that you guys have would leak into the playoffs.
No, I'll be fine.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
Dale and Keith.
I know a lot of people think it's the mac and cheese.
What?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't know if there was any story going on out there. Kind of a quiet weekend.
Slow weekend. Slow news weekend, Dale.
Didn't know if if there's anything I missed.
Well, we broke the news on Friday, so that was it.
Yeah, that was a little.
Story's done. Case
weird.
Closed.
Yeah, nothing to add to this.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know where to start.
I
will say this, and for those people who wonder, why are you talking about that? Everybody, every place I went over the weekend, that's what they were talking about.
That was it. That was the only story. Sports people, non-sports people, all ages. Much like that list that we saw.
Yeah.
Involved all ages, from 19 to 85. Everybody was talking about this story. Everybody had their opinions on it. And really, the bizarre story on TMZ. Have you guys seen this?
It was a
Should
little.
Should we tease it coming up? Yeah, it's a monster story involving. I don't know. I haven't read any of the details. So I don't even. I want to read through all of this stuff. But it involves Robert Kraft and TMZ. That was the tease from Friday. I know it's confusing when it's my voice.
By the way,
my voice over again. But that was from Friday.
Anytime your name is in the same sentence as TMZ, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a lot of. Ooh, look at this guy donating money to charity on TMZ.
It's
usually
not.
A little bit different, and there could be some sort of punishment. But so we got off the air Friday at 2:00. And a lot more people have weighed in on it, obviously, and we can react to some of that. But as far as the actual facts of the case, not much more, right?
I mean, we list is longer now.
Yeah, right.
The list we had on Friday was 25, and now supposedly it's up to 200.
Right.
It would appear, based on comments from the legal authorities in South Florida, that wherever Adam Schefter was getting his stuff...
Where on earth did he come up with that? And... He hasn't really walked it back too much, right? I mean, it was really weird. So Adam Schefter's report on Friday was like, oh, there's a bigger name. And I, for one, didn't really care about that because maybe there's a bigger name worldwide, but I found it really hard to believe that for Boston radio and our purposes, there's going to be somebody bigger than Robert Kraft on there. You know, and the jokes were, oh, it's Tiger Woods. All right, fine. If it's Tiger Woods, how much time are we really going to spend on that?
That's going to be shocking, isn't it?
No way! Hold on! Hold the phone! But that didn't come out. And then it was weird because Schefter was on with OMF on Friday, like right at the beginning of their show. And Glenn asked him about, oh, you tweeted that there's a bigger name. He's like, No, I didn't. I didn't tweet that. Like,
okay, oh, no, you just said it.
You said it.
That's... And people tweeted what you said.
Right, like what you said should also matter. Like in this day and age, it only matters what you tweet. But I feel like what you say on TV or what you say on the radio should also, that should mean something. But that has gone away. We've had two full days now to search out that other big name, and that does not exist. It doesn't.
What I have been told is that there are other people involved. There are other names that will come out.
Yeah, like John Johnson.
No, that part was true, because like the list went from 25 to like 200.
Okay, right, but they're all literally people that we've never heard of. Just people that live in the Jupiter, Florida area.
And just because they're, you know, billionaire equity fund managers from Boston doesn't mean that I really know who he is.
Okay. There are 175 more names coming.
Yeah.
Now, some will just be regular people whose names we don't know, but there could be other names we do know.
Could be. There could be other names we do know. I suppose that's true, Dale. There could be somebody on there that you heard of. Like, oh, that's my uncle. Hey, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Like, hey, I've heard of him. Oh, hold the phone. I know that guy.
Hope Tilly doesn't hear about this.
I went to college with that guy. There could be. It's like, no. You said that Robert Kraft isn't the biggest name on the list. And then, so I guess he did kind of walk it back. He said there could be. Like, yeah, I suppose. But that hasn't happened. And especially when you get the police holding these press conferences and telling you, I would say, most of what they know. Certainly not everything. They can't just come right flat out and tell you every single thing, but they gave us a lot of details. They were willing to talk about Robert Kraft. They were willing to talk about what was on tape. They were willing to talk about how long the investigation was. I'm sure they would have mentioned somebody else's name. That also would have been a headline on Friday afternoon. It wouldn't have just been Robert Kraft.
Let me just say this, and I'll just cast my vote here, because I listened to all the audio from the police officials in Jupiter and all that stuff. I'm going to vote here just for me, not for the show, just for myself.
You get one vote. Everybody gets one vote. Luckily, there's four of us, so it could end in a tie.
Is that I have no interest in seeing the videotape of Robert Kraft inside.
Dale, you know what my friends call me.
Oh, I know. Whiskers.
Because I'm curious like a cat. So put me down for watching that video once.
I'll pass.
I'll do anything once.
That is
I'll do anything once.
That is a hard pass for me. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right. So Dale's voted, but for the show, Dale, you need to watch it for the show.
No, I
it's
could
called work, Dale.
Thank you, Eamon. So Eamon, you're
No, we're talking work.
I'm in. I've seen worse.
Rossi,
I'm a hard no.
Don't, please, Rossi.
You
come
have to
on.
Say hard.
It's too
really,
early
thanks,
for that.
Rossi.
For the love of
well,
God, come on.
It's
what's
not
the
a soft
with you?
No.
All
it's
right,
it's a hard no. No, I want
nope. What should have been a fun exercise, and you've ruined it.
I want no part in this video. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a screenshot of it.
What if it's the police tape that comes out? I think they would blur it.
God, no.
Doesn't matter.
That's what they would do. They would blur it. That's what you guys are still out on that.
That's boring.
All right.
I'll watch it. Eamon not only wants the video, don't blur anything out for me.
Eamon's been searching.
Listen, if we're going to watch it, like, what
Eamon's
are we
been
doing
on the dark
here?
Web all week searching for this thing. Can't find anything. Just a bunch
Sifting
of knockoffs.
Through Reddit. He's like, let me see this thing.
Just a bunch of amateur ones that have the title. Like, that's not him. What is this? Fine,
right,
I'll watch it.
Let me just also say this, and I've listened to everything over the weekend, watched everything.
Yeah.
Some folks out there have lost their damn minds.
That is definitely true.
I listened to a discussion on MSNBC. I swear to God this is true.
Well, that's on you then.
Well, I know it's my fault. I listened to a discussion on MSNBC in which the learned panel that they gathered together there tried to make the case and the comparisons between Robert Kraft, Jeffrey Epstein, and R. Kelly. And then turned it into a moment for the Me Too movement. And, I mean, they were taking...
Oh, wow.
They were taking a misdemeanor charge for solicitation for prostitution.
Right.
And I'm not, by the way, saying, oh, that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying... And they turned into human trafficking. And, I mean, it was unbelievable listening to it.
Right. Those are the people that are trying to make it an even bigger deal than it is. They're trying to connect that dot. Because that has not come out over the weekend at all. That there's no way of knowing that Robert Kraft knew of the circumstances there and the human trafficking angle of that. Because that is the really serious... Like, there's plenty of jokes to be made. I think most of them have already been made from over the weekend. But the real serious part of all of this is the human trafficking part, which as far as we know, and all the reports say, Robert Kraft had nothing to do with it and had no knowledge of it. That's at least what we're basing it off of right now. That's the stuff where... Fine, if you want to compare
the person in charge
of this to R. Kelly or the person in charge of this to all these other monsters, then that's one thing.
If at the end of this whole thing they ultimately proved that Robert Kraft was involved with, you know, human sex trafficking, then take the damn team away.
Then that's a whole
nobody
different
is suggesting
thing.
that happened.
No, it hasn't, and that hasn't come out at all. Whether it was Friday at noon or all weekend long or this morning, none of that has come out. In fact, today he's expected to be charged. And it's, well, like a $500 fine, like essentially
$200
or over two counts, maybe $400, like whatever it is. That's what you're dealing with here. I think R. Kelly is dealing with something a little bit more severe than
Jeffrey Epstein. Way more. Right. I mean, and for some reason, there are people out there who are trying, and look, we knew that the New York tabloids were going to have a field day.
Pretty good
and
front
they
pages.
Did.
Pretty good.
I mean, we knew that there were going to be people. Now, I heard this one guy on this learned MSNBC.
Yeah, where'd they get this panel from?
I don't know. And this guy was saying how, you know, well, other owners in the NFL don't like Robert Kraft at all. Well, they don't like the Patriots kicking their team's ass.
I don't like that.
I've never really heard of anybody having an issue with Robert Kraft among NFL ownership.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell's had some issues with Robert Kraft.
I mean, I can't imagine Jerry Jones is best friends with him. You know, I feel like they
think
do things differently.
They're pretty good friends.
Are they?
Yeah. I know.
No,
when,
but remember the Jeff, remember the so that report that came out at one of the last kind of meetings that they had, and the owners were there, and remember all the quotes that came out? So we're trying to figure out who was in there and who did it. But Jerry Jones, we got to pull this up. Remember, he had some comments about the Krafts, like some sort of offhanded comments about them. And I think that was sort of one of the surprises of that story was sort of like the middle school, high school mentality that a lot of these owners had and how kind of petty they were and some of the things that they would say. But no, Robert Kraft, you go back to, what was it, 2011, he was getting so much of the credit for there not being a work stoppage.
Jeff Saturday giving him the hug out on the sidewalk.
They loved it.
He saved our league.
No, but that doesn't mean that the other 31 owners don't want to penalize the Patriots at all costs.
Oh, no,
even if it means their owner, they want to do that because, hey, these guys are too good. We got to try to penalize them somehow. Now, this one is different because taking four games away from Tom Brady, that directly impacts the team. Making Robert Kraft pay a few more dollars and not be able to sit in his suite for X number of games, that doesn't change the football team at all, but that doesn't mean they're not going to want to punish him severely.
You know what I think is going to happen from this whole thing? And I read Peter King, Football Morning in America, talked about the possibilities for punishment from Roger Goodell. I think that Robert Kraft will be fined the $500,000, which is the maximum allowed by the NFL, and I think he's going to be suspended for the whole season. I mean, if you suspended Jim Irsay for six games
for Irsay, he also got the $500,000.
Yes. And
that
this
was a felony.
This is imminently more embarrassing for the National Football League. That whole conduct detrimental thing.
It is. I also think, and this really shouldn't weigh in. Like, you should just say, here's owner A, this is what he did. Owner B, this is what he did, and punish them accordingly. But if we know anything about the NFL, that's not how it works.
Well, if we know about Roger Goodell, he's so worried about the perception that he and Robert Kraft are so tight, so you went easy on him. If anything, I think he's going to go harder on him because of that perception.
100%. And I think, you know, we made the comparison, you know, a few years ago when we had to talk about the Deflategate every single day. But if Ryan Tannehill did the same thing as Tom Brady, it's handled completely different. It just is. And I think it's the same thing here. Jim Irsay is not an owner who is held in such high regard. Robert Kraft is. He's on that very short list. Like, not all 32 owners have the same amount of power and influence. Robert Kraft's at the top.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
So they need to make, they're going to make an example of him. And I think as a fan, you say, well, who really cares if the owner has to watch the game at home or on TV? So it's not going to really matter. But I think Robert Kraft, probably this will affect him because opening night, they're going to raise the banner.
He won't be there.
He won't be there for that. And like, you might be right. Maybe none of the games this year.
I should stress, obviously, when I say he won't be there, that's assuming that he pleads guilty to this. That's assuming that he doesn't fight it and ultimately win in court.
That's actually not true. Because,
no, I know that the commissioner, if they ultimately prove, you know, it was a Robert Kraft, but it wasn't that Robert Kraft.
That would be the extreme.
I know how stupid it sounds.
Yeah.
But if anything, what we learned with Jussie Smollett is that, you know, assuming how things are going to come out is probably a fool's errand.
No, I suppose.
So assuming that what we think happened, happened, and what I think happened, you think happened, he's not going to be there opening
night. I think if he was not at this spa down in Jupiter, the statement from the spokesman last Friday would have been a little bit different, right? Yep. Like, that was such a protect-your-ass legal...
I don't believe...
We all assume he was there. But I'm saying, even if you find out that, I don't know, like something much less happened than that it did, it's this, the personal conduct policy. So they can look at that and say, all right, for who knows, I don't know how many weeks this is going to last, but like, you've been in the news for this long, you know, bringing our league, the integrity of the game, which is Roger Goodell's favorite phrase, said that so many times when trying to punish Tom Brady, or punished Tom Brady, they're going to use that against Robert Kraft as well. So, again, what he did compared to what Irsay did, maybe not as bad, but because of who he is, the team that he owns, I'm with you. I think I would say 8 games minimum. Irsay was 6.
I think he's going to get the season.
Maybe a full season. Maybe an entire season. Now, does that include the playoffs? Who knows?
Now, my opinion here, and all I have to offer, no inside information.
Yeah.
My opinion is that they have been transitioning Jonathan Kraft into much more of a leadership role over the last several years anyway. Right. Robert Kraft is 77 years old. You know, closer to the end of his professional tenure than the beginning, you know, probably approaching that stage where retirement doesn't look too bad to him. I think Jonathan has been transitioning into a leadership role anyway.
Right.
This may push it over the edge. Dad's going to retire now and Jonathan's going to take over.
Well, because so much conversation has been about how much longer Belichick and Brady are going to, you know, coach and play. But then also, I think you could add into it, you know, Robert Kraft. You know, this guy, you know, how much longer is he going to want to have this same role? And would he want to hand it off to Jonathan? And this really would be a brutal way to make that transition, though, because this, if that does happen, Dale, it doesn't really look like it'd be his choice in
right,
a way.
Right.
Like, this is just not the way you want to do it. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, that's definitely a real possibility. And then what kind of trickle down effect that could have, that remains to be seen. But as of right now, he's still trying to fight this, and we'll see how the league, because the league also issued a statement last Friday, and it was even shorter than the Robert Kraft statement.
Yeah.
It was basically like, we're aware of this, and we're going to keep an eye. Don't worry, we got our eyes peeled on this. And that was it.
Here's the other thing about this, and people out there, especially in this part of the world, are going to hate this. But this is what I think is happening. What I think is that there's a general perception of the Patriots out there outside the 5.5 states, and it goes back to Spygate, and it goes through Deflategate.
That's all.
And now it goes through Robert Kraft and you know, the sordid details of this arrest. All it does is further what everybody out there thinks is that the Patriots think they're above the law. The Patriots are an outlaw organization who happen to be really good. They've got 6 Super Bowl titles. But they'll do anything and everything. The rules don't apply to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. They've made it pretty easy for Patriot haters to have material. Right? Like, there's a lot of things that you can bring up. So there's something associated with the head coach, with the quarterback, with now the owner of the team. So those are the 3 most important pieces of this 20-year dynasty. And each one has sort of a blemish. And you can argue each one. As a Patriots fan, you can say, well, are you kidding me with this one or with that one or whatever? But it's all there for you. And then you look at some of the other, you know, roster moves that they have made along the way. There are other ones. And, like, I haven't heard Aaron Hernandez's name brought up too much. But then over the weekend, all of a sudden,
that adds into the list. Absolutely.
Throw it on the pile. And
oh, they employed a murderer, too,
like,
you know.
Oh, my God.
So if they somehow knew he was a murderer at the time.
Correct. So all that stuff gets brought up, and it'll continue to get brought up. But let's just say they not only are they the best team, the best dynasty that we've ever seen, but the off-the-field storylines really can't be matched. Think about all the other teams and what they've dealt with. And trust me, there's been teams that have had issues. And you look at, you know, Carolina's owner, Jerry Richardson, had to sell the franchise. Jim Irsay, we've talked about, and kind of what a punchline he has become. You know, other players, other coaches around the league have had their drama. But the Patriots, it seems like it's never dull. Like, there's always something going on with them.
I'll add to this one other thing. I got a text message. I was sitting there Saturday getting ready to go in and do the Bruins game. And I got a text message from a friend of mine who's in law enforcement in the Commonwealth. And he said, don't you find it weird that they let this thing stay open for as long as they did after they knew what had happened?
Oh, the spa, you mean?
The spas. Now, there are victims of human sex trafficking. They are basically prisoners. They are being kept against their will in sordid conditions. And what he said to me was, here in Massachusetts, our first instinct would be close the damn place down. Down there, I mean, what we know is that Kraft's situations, you know, the conduct that he had was in January.
Yeah.
We know that the investigation goes back to October.
Right.
So, in effect, they knew that these women were being, their term, sex slaves.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, but we haven't built the whole case yet here. You know, we got some other things we got to work on.
It's an interesting question. My only thought would be they just want to make sure that the charges are going to stick, and these monsters that brought them in there, they'll be able to put them away. Whereas if they act too soon, maybe they're able to get off on a technicality, or they don't have enough of a case built there. And maybe they took into account, and I don't know, without knowing all the details, that they said, all right, these are terrible conditions, but their lives aren't in danger. I think if their lives were in danger, you would kind of have to step in, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd like to think
you would,
that they would.
You would think that you would, but my guess
but
is...
But even this situation, you've got women being,
no, I understand,
their terms,
yeah,
being held against their will as sex slaves. Yeah, but we're still building a case here, so just keep doing what you're doing. We'll get back to you.
But if you know, say a month ago, they didn't think that they could bring the right people in, or maybe they have it at one level and they're going over a level above that. Again, all my stuff is based off of movies that I've seen with Inside Man and stuff like that, you know, guys on the inside and all that. But my guess would be you're going for, like, the kingpin in this scenario, and maybe you only had stuff on, like, the lower-level people, and you're trying to make sure you can get a, you know,
although you weren't trying to get anything on the women.
No, not on the women.
No, I'm saying that they were called by the law enforcement officials victims.
Yeah.
You let them continue to be victims for a while?
Like, to build the case, I guess that's unfortunately the negative part of the downside of that. Because, right, because what if you, I mean, if you just go in, you're like, all right, this is a raid and this thing is over. How do you know the cycle doesn't continue and they end up going back into it? And the people that really started it, if they're able to get away with it, then, you know, yeah, you stopped it for that week. But how do you know it's not going to just be, right, you know, begin all up again?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We got a bunch of stuff we'll get to throughout the course of the day, but this has been topic number one for many people. And I will tell you that, in my opinion, this has severely tarnished even further the reputation of the New England Patriots. You had Spygate. You had Deflategate. Now you've got Spagate. And they're just going to continue.
You're going with Spagate?
Well, I was just trying it out.
No, Spagate's not bad.
There was another one I had, but I figured I'd think I'll pass on that one.
There's a few that you can't, yeah, I think we can go with.
I thought I'd pass on the other ones. Yeah. But I'm telling you, they hated you out there before.
Oh, God.
They hate you even less. Even more, I should say.
Yeah.
And if anything, that's going to grow. That wasn't
Come on,
advised.
Dale. Would you
know,
please?
I apologize.
You're no better than Rossi.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It is NHL trade deadline day as well. If something happens, we'll tell you about it. But nothing has happened yet from a Bruins.
Oh, do we have a horn? We're going to need to get a horn. We did this for the NBA trade deadline. It's very helpful, Dale. Even if you know, the fourth line guy on the St. Louis Blues gets traded, we will pass that information along.
Oh, I thought you wanted it just for Bruins deals.
No. Oh, Dale, that is where you are wrong.
Oh, well,
sir.
We've already had a trade today.
Oh, well, we're going to have to get the horn ready to go, so we'll have that. I know we were talking about a lot of Robert Kraft here today, but don't you worry, hockey fans. It's the NHL trade deadline. Nobody covers it like Dale and Keith. Oh, that must be a trade. Do you have the trade?
No, that was just a...
Oh, that was the Keith Kincaid trade
from the Devils to the Columbus Blue
Apparently
Jackets.
Apparently the Blue Jackets are buyers now. That's what we found out over the weekend.
They're all in.
Yeah.
How about Winnipeg closing in on a deal
Not closing in on. These are done deals.
We do not deal in rumor and innuendo here.
No, we don't. I don't want to hear that one.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Oh, could
it be? Yes! The first of many, Dale. What do we have?
Not involving the Boston Bruins, but involving yet another name that the Bruins were rumored to be interested in.
Love trades.
So the Winnipeg Jets have acquired center Kevin Hayes from the New York Rangers.
The good Hayes.
The better Hayes. In exchange for left wing Brendan Lemieux, a 2019 first round pick, and a conditional draft pick. I'm sure that will be predicated on whether or not they re-sign Kevin Hayes or if they win a playoff series like that. So that's our second deal done for the day. Now, I will say that everybody who seems to be going places, I've heard the Bruins
were in on
talking about or thought about, Gustav Nyquist from the Detroit Red Wings, a very reasonable exchange, in my opinion, for a couple of second-round picks.
Yeah.
I'd have been willing to bring that guy in.
That would have been a good one.
I mean, now we've got, you know, Kevin Hayes gone.
Zuccarello gone.
Gone. Now, by the way, there's like
sucks.
The saddest story of the weekend.
No, I know.
Matt Zuccarello gets traded from the New York Rangers to the Dallas Stars, causing his goaltender, Henrik Lundqvist, to become a blubbering idiot at the end. I mean,
he was a bit sad about it. It's like, man, it's pro hockey here.
Zuccarello gets to Dallas. Suits up, scores a goal, everybody's happy, breaks his hand, surgery due today, gone at least for the next 4 weeks, maybe longer than that. So, you know, Dallas goes out and makes a big play for this guy, and he comes in, looks great, scores a goal, then gets hurt, the risk you run here.
But then Ottawa traded a couple. They still have Mark Stone right now, so we're waiting on Mark Stone.
Well, Ryan DeZingle is a guy supposedly the Bruins were interested in. I thought Duchesne's price tag was probably going to be a little hefty.
But they both go to Columbus, which leads you to believe that Panarin's no longer for sale.
Not sure about that.
Oh, you think they'd move on from him?
Depending on the price tag here. Trying to replace Panarin, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. But there's been a lot of movement over the weekend, but the Bruins still nothing. So Mark Stone, Wayne Simmonds are two names that have been brought up a lot in the last couple of weeks. They still have not been traded, and they absolutely will be. Just a matter of to who and for how much.
All right, let me give you the new release from the National Football League. about the Robert Kraft situation. The league has put out a release.
Oh, boy.
They have said, and I'm quoting, "Our personal conduct policy applies equally to everyone in the NFL. We will handle this allegation in the same way we would handle any issue under the policy. We are seeking a full understanding of the facts while ensuring that we do not interfere with an ongoing law enforcement investigation. We will take appropriate action as warranted based on the facts."
Yeah, he's getting the biggest fine you can get, which is whatever, just money, and he's going to get the most games probably that we've seen for an owner. Wouldn't you guess? I mean, they're going to really,
I think it's going to be more than Ursay 6.
I think so. But it's also, so again, the most recent owners that have gotten into trouble, we've seen Jerry Richardson forced to sell the team. Like, that is not on the table here for Robert Kraft. I really don't believe. That would be the most shocking thing.
No.
That is not going to happen. What Jerry Richardson did was much worse. This was, you know, sexual misconduct in the worst workplace, racial incidents. He was out. Like, he was going to be gone. This is more on par with Ursay, and I understand the people that say, well, Ursay's was a felony. That's true. But I think they are going to penalize the more prominent owner in this case. They're gonna come down more severe on him. Also, the later this goes on, I mean, they just, you know, Ursay was what, a few years ago, and so now maybe they're gonna be even a little bit stricter as they go forward. But it cannot, based on the rules, based on the letter of the law, they can't take a draft pick away, which of course they've already done a couple of times to the Patriots. But an owner, this has nothing to do, like, this isn't even tampering, like something an owner could get in trouble with, like tampering. Like, this has nothing to do with the on-field product. There's no advantage to the team or anything like that. So any kind of concern.
In fact, I'd go so far to say that if the reports of the arrest had come out prior to the Super Bowl, it would have been a disadvantage for the team.
Oh, it just would have been such a distraction.
It would have been just a
media night
circus.
Can you imagine if this came out in media night, so all 53 players and the head coach were there, and they all had to answer questions on this? Now, they would probably be pretty good. I mean, they're the Patriots. Devin McCourty, he was down for a charity event. Where is he? In Puerto Rico, I think. And he had a real quick kind of thing, like, you know, let's see what happens here. And, you know, Robert Kraft's always been great to me and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, if this came out before the Super Bowl, my God, it would have been such a distraction.
And one quick text from, the person says, a former prosecutor.
Okay.
Dale, keep asking the question that no one else is asking. As a former prosecutor, I am shocked that they would allow these women to be sexually assaulted, based upon the police's own statement, on an average of 8 times a day. If they were sex slaves, then every encounter is against their will. That is not good policy. The police did say it was an average of 8 times a day.
Right.
The police did say that they were being held against their will, being forced to perform acts against their will. Well, we're not quite there yet, so just keep doing what you're doing. We'll get to it.
No, I know. I mean, so I wonder if more will come out on that end, you know, sort of how they went about this. I mean, they better...
Look, I wish I could tell you that I'm the one who thought it was my friend in law enforcement who said, you know, here, we'd probably shut that thing down.
And I'm not saying it's the right decision, but the only thing I can think of is, we know there's someone bigger than this. We know there's a connection to China or whatever. Like, we want to stop it, because this was not just this spa either. Wasn't this most of South Florida? I mean, this was many different parlors or massage places.
Right.
I mean, they were trying to make a huge crackdown on this, and they wanted to make sure they got the person at the very top, is my guess.
All right, let's get to the calls with you at 617-779-7937. John's in Andover. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
What's up, John?
Hey, I want to preface this by saying that, you know, the sex trafficking being a distinctly separate thing from what Kraft did, because Kraft had, obviously, I hope, no prior knowledge. But
right.
As a libertarian, I mean, I feel like this, even though it's just a second-degree misdemeanor, these are the kind of crimes that I look at as nuisance crimes. They're generally, take aside the sex trafficking part, because we don't know the ins and outs. But if it's just two people bartering services or whatever, I have no issue. I don't even understand the whole concept. I'm against prostitution. I think it's bad for human beings. But at the same time, every individual should have the right to make their own decisions in that respect. And like I said, take the sex trafficking aside. And I don't think what Kraft did is violent. It doesn't really do anything. There are people already exploiting that person that Kraft's not aware of, and that should be a crime. But other than that, I'm like, bring the hate from all these people that already hate us, because I don't care.
I understand that from the libertarian perspective, you think people should be able to do whatever they want to do.
But these women weren't doing what they wanted to do.
Obviously, that's not the case here. And also, I understand that you think that the law should be different, but it's not.
No, that's what it is. I mean, there's only 32 NFL owners, and you have one of the owners. Almost regardless of what the misdemeanor is going to be, it's going to create attention. And then something like this, which is more scandalous.
This is more embarrassing than Ursae. Even though Ursae was a felony, I understand that.
Yeah.
We're talking about 2nd-degree misdemeanors here. From an embarrassment perspective, this is much more embarrassing.
And I think that is going to ultimately be the biggest punishment for him. Because the money, there's a cap on it. It's $500,000, which to a billionaire, not that significant.
What was the stat I saw over the weekend? Based on what he's worth and what the average wage is, it's like $2.47 for you and me.
It's an iced coffee.
He's getting fined an iced coffee. A half million dollar fine for a guy with that kind of wealth is $2.47.
Good Lord. So, yeah, there's that. And I think, you know, my guess is, he is going to be upset that he can't attend home games and even road games. I mean, I think he likes sitting in the suite, and I think he likes all that. That's probably part of owning a team for a lot of these guys. I think that is going to be upsetting to him. But the biggest thing is going to be why we're talking about him now, why he's going to get brought up. This is going to be attached to his legacy, Dale.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, like, it's always going to be – and, again, in New England – not the first thing we're going to bring up, you know, 10 years from now. Not the first thing we bring up. Outside of New England, it very well could be the first thing that people bring up. They're just, hate the Patriots so much. And so if they can pile on in any way that they can, they're going to bring this up. And you know how it is. They're going to be reckless about it. They're going to not even look at all the details. You know, they see human trafficking, right? And they associate that with him still, which is unfair because that's not, as of right now, he has nothing to do with that part of it. But it was all in the same headlines when it came out on Friday, and people are going to still add that to the story as well.
Eddie's on the cell phone. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? Hey,
good.
You know, I feel bad for Kraft. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
For the wrong reason.
Really stupid decision he made, and to put himself in that position is absolutely beyond me. But with that being said, there isn't a whole lot you really can do to him. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the team. It's a bigger embarrassment to the league. It really is. And it's one of these things that's morally kind of wrong. And Robert Kraft has enjoyed, you know, he's been above all the fray. You know, he wasn't involved really with the Flakegate or any of the other things that went on. But, I mean, this is him. This has his name all over it. And is it going to stay with him? Yeah, it's going to stay with him. But let me tell you, when the season starts and football starts, we're not going to be talking about this. This is going to be an afterthought. This is going to go away. We're going crazy with it right now, talking about it, because there's still news here. But the problem he has, it's not so much that he's not supporting trafficking these women, and no one knew that. And, you know, someone asked earlier, why did they let this go on and on? My understanding is that they went in and looked at the tape, and that's how they know what went on over this period of time. It's not so much he was standing outside with a clicker. So, I mean, we have to wait to see what actually happens. But let me just say this, and I'm not defending Robert Kraft, but all of us have done things in our life that I'd sure would be embarrassed if there was a camera standing behind me. That's all I can say. I hope we get through this. Go Pats.
Yeah, I'll say this. Reportedly, initially their interest was brought about because here's this spa with a list of services that primarily would be services that you would think women would partake in. Facials and nails and waxing. That's what it said on the window.
Yikes.
And it seemed to be this parade of men going through the doors.
Right. There's like,
which led them to believe, well, wait a minute here.
Right. What is happening? And so again, 6 to 8 months of an investigation into this. And, you know, sort of to Eddie's point too, you know, not only once the season starts, but just the way the news cycle is, I don't know if it'll be something exactly like this, but there's going to be another attention-grabbing story coming along the way. That always happens. There's a, just when you think, like, oh, this is it. This is what's going on. Something else pops up. Something else crazy is going to happen in the sports world or just the entertainment world, the political world, whatever, and it's going to start to steal headlines away from them as well.
Well, I will say this, that I do agree with the caller in this regard. From Robert Kraft's perspective, absolutely positively the worst possible punishment is the embarrassment for this whole thing.
Yeah.
The embarrassment that it causes to him, that it brings to his family, that it brings to his organization, to his league. The money doesn't matter. I mean, it's a lot of money for you and me. In his world,
but
it's not.
For him, it's got nothing to do with that.
You know, and I understand that if he got suspended and couldn't be there for opening night when they raised the sixth banner, okay, that would hurt.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, how can I survive? But, and especially, if this video comes out.
Good Lord.
Oh,
look
my
out.
God.
Look out if that happens. Also, I think the Patriots are as well prepared for dealing with any kind of distraction as any team. We've seen it. And we've mentioned some of the distractions that they've had. They are better than every team, maybe in any sport, at sort of dealing with that. But it's going to have to be something, even sort of months removed. You know, the next time Jonathan Kraft does an interview, TV, radio, whatever, press conference, Bill Belichick, next time he does one,
it's going to be asked.
It's going to be brought up. And Belichick's great at it, and he'll downplay it. I'm sure he already has his answer prepared for it. But still, these are going to be questions. You know, NFL draft, you know, they have to talk. All these guys talk, you know, after the draft.
Well, the combine is this week.
Combine is March 1st, right? It starts. So, yeah, that is going to be one of the stories that's buzzing around during the combine, when normally it's about 40 times in bench press, it's going to be like, oh, what's going on with the owner here for the Pats?
617-779-7937. Dennis is in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good.
Good. Hey, Rich, just a question for you.
Yes.
To Dale's point, if the police are staking out a drug dealer's house and day after day, they see people come and go, and the next day, these people are dying because of bad heroin. We're not going to do anything about this drug dealer because we're waiting for the supplier. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, so you know, were people dying at this day spa?
No, but the point is that there were women who were held in a prisoner of living hell for 6 months. I mean, human.
So my only guess is, Dennis, that they're trying to get the people responsible for it. And if early on in their investigation, they didn't think that they could, it could just be a vicious cycle where they get these women out for a week, but then that's the only reason why they were brought here. And who's to say they don't get caught up in something like that again? And if the people that have these connections to China and the people that are running this, if they keep getting away free, okay, you save some women for a week. But then what happens? So I think they were trying to build a strong enough case to really put an end to all of this. And I'm with you. If they saw women dying in there, then they absolutely have to call it off and go in there and make changes. I think this is something that they had. I'm just assuming here. I'm assuming they had to live with this, knowing that they could bring down the most people, including the people at the top.
Boy, I sure would hate to be one of those women's parents thinking that, you know, this is how they protect and serve the police in the United States.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess we just disagree then on it. I mean, does he not think that if they step in and stop it, what are these women going to do? What's next for them? They were brought in here under the false assumption that they were going to have real jobs. They didn't have real jobs. So now they're just on the street, right? And I know they practically were anyway. I'm not saying they were in these good conditions at all, but my point is, don't you need to build enough of a case so these monsters don't walk free?
I hope you're right. I hope you are. But I have my doubts too.
Sure.
What I worry about is we got to get some more Johns on this list. We got to build up, by the way, all these $200 fines as if this matters to anybody, because we want that to be a deterrent. So let's get some more $200 fines out there. Let's get 200 people on the list now instead of 25 on the list.
But don't you think it's more than just the number of Johns going in there? And this is me talking out of my ass, but I'm saying, isn't it also, all right, not just the person who's the manager of the day spa, but like that next connection and like finding out how they get these girls in there and like, all right, who's responsible for getting them from China to Jupiter, Florida?
What I don't see is how waiting a month, 2 months of these men going in and out of this spa,
yeah,
how that gets you closer to what you just described.
Well, I'm saying it's not those guys, because I'm saying the person in charge of this, the person that's setting this up, probably doesn't go into that spa every day. Or even close.
I was going to say, if at all.
If at all. And so maybe
so I don't see how you get closer to that guy.
I don't know. I'm certainly not a detective. I'm just trying to make my best.
But you do watch
guess.
A lot of detective shows on TV.
A ton. I feel like I know what I'm talking about.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
And let's keep track here. They cheated their way into Super Bowls, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had Deflategate, right? They continue to employ players with a very checkered past, right?
Yep.
We call it the Evil Empire for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. I hope Robert Kraft, like loses his job and gets like booted and has to sell the team and the whole thing. Because I would like to see this absolutely blow up into a nightmare for that guy. Obviously, he's the enemy. He's on the other side. They stole what was rightfully ours. And screw him. I hope he goes down over there.
92-9 the game in Atlanta. How exactly did they steal the Atlanta Super Bowl that was, Falcons.
Rightfully theirs?
That was rightfully theirs.
Yeah, they had it won.
I'm thinking maybe the players and coaches of the Falcons had a little more to do with that.
They did not realize they had to play the full four quarters, I guess, maybe, I've been told.
A lot of Nimrods around the country are using that line. They stole what was rightfully ours.
Yeah.
All six Super Bowls were apparently rightfully someone else's.
Right, they should have had it. They did. They had a nice lead. They built a nice lead in that game, Dale. They were not able to hold on. And ultimately, they've just become just another team in the NFL. There is no Atlanta Falcons dynasty. That is kind of gone. Sadly, that was a nice run they had.
I mean, just...
Yeah.
I told you. I mean, it...
Oh, yeah, people are losing
their minds.
So somehow
now,
their minds.
Robert Kraft being charged with 2 second-degree misdemeanors for solicitation for prostitution somehow meant that another Super Bowl that was rightfully ours got taken away.
Right, give it back to them. They should change it. Give the Rams a Super Bowl. Give the Falcons a Super Bowl. Give the Seahawks one because it's something the owner did. I don't know. I don't know how you connect the dots. Oh, so by the way, we reached out to Bart Scott. Rossi reached out to Bart Scott because he was the one on Friday. We played it for you that he said, and he was serious. At first, I thought he was just joking.
We could play it for you.
Do you want to play that? Yeah, play the Bart Scott because we have an update on Bart Scott as well. This was him on Friday when he was talking about what kind of punishment the Patriots should have after Robert Kraft. We'll get it in a second, but I didn't mean to throw it at you. I'm just saying we have an update on what's going on with him because he has his show on The Fan 1 to 3 every day during the week. It's a 3-person show. They have 2 hours. And former Raven, more importantly, a former Jet, he had, because you thought that guy, Rick, in Atlanta, he was saying that you know the Falcons really should have won the Super Bowl, I guess, based on something that Robert Kraft did 3 years later. So I don't know how that makes any sense. And he's also talking about how they cheated. And so it's one thing if you want to use Deflategate and Spygate as an excuse. I think it's obnoxious. I don't think that either of those really helped you. But if you want to say at least those had a competitive advantage, this one, I don't know how you lump in there. I don't know what the competitive advantage is for Robert Kraft visiting a spa in Jupiter. So anyway, Bart Scott was on Friday, and this was his serious idea for how they should punish Robert Kraft and the Patriots.
I don't know what the league does here. I mean, I obviously we know that they're going to have to do some sort of
draft picks,
get all the investigation.
I might take the entire draft from them. It has to be something that cripples the organization.
I'm in trouble trying to figure out.
Take their entire draft.
What they could do to him.
Take their entire draft. He has to be suspended for at least a year. You start at a year. I take the entire draft. I cripple the organization, and I put him on sabbatical.
Who's the guy he does the show with? Who's the first guy talking?
Craig Carton?
No.
No, I'm just...
Craig Carton? No. But anyway, so
Maggie
the other guy...
He's got an... Carlin.
He's got
a line from the Big House that he's broadcasting
on. No, it's not Carton. It's George Carlin, and he was saying
not
that...
Not George Carlin.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm sure they're related.
Could be Chris.
Craig. It doesn't matter. But he's like asking a question. He's like, I don't know what they could do. Bart Scott's like, take the whole draft. He's like, I don't know what they can do. He's like, take the draft. He's like, it's going to be interesting what they do. He's like, take the draft. Like he wouldn't even address it because I think he realized how outrageous it was. But Bart Scott doubled and tripled down. So he was saying this is the most embarrassing thing that could possibly happen to your franchise. And so this indiscretion from the owner, who's going to have to pay a fine, having both in real life and
your,
in the league.
Having a player in your organization murder somebody was probably more embarrassing.
I feel like that's much worse.
They cut ties pretty quickly, but...
Those headlines were worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the reality of the situation was worse. But taking away the whole draft, my God. So anyway...
Trouble trying to figure out...
Yeah, I don't
take
know
their entire draft.
What they can do to it.
Take their entire draft.
He's like, I don't know what it'd be. So... our great producer, Jason Rossi, reached out to Bart Scott to see if he would like to join us today, because they don't go on the air till 1, and we could have maybe a civil back and forth about the taking of the whole draft. Rossi, what was the update here on Bart Scott?
First said, let me get back to you. Then the return text was, anything new I have to say on this subject, I'll say between 1 and 3.
Nice tease. Good tease ahead.
So why are we teasing his program?
We're not teasing. I don't think he has nothing new to say.
I promise you, Dale, he's not a single person listening to us is going to flip over to there at 1 o'clock.
That's probably a good bet.
I have a pretty safe bet.
Just to make sure people understand what's going on with this case, there were two women who were arrested for sex trafficking. There was a 58-year-old woman. I'll mess up these pronunciations.
Let's hear them. Have at it.
Hua Zhang, 58 years old. And Li Wang, 39 years old. They were both arrested on Tuesday, and the charges here are human sex trafficking. These two women were involved in the sex trafficking operation at this spa that Robert Kraft got arrested at.
Right.
At Orchids of Asia Day Spa in I think
Jupiter.
It's Martin County.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So there are several businesses that have been targeted. They did arrest these two women.
Right.
For human sex trafficking.
But I wonder, like,
the sheriff said, we'll have dozens and dozens of arrests yet to come.
Yeah. And I wonder, like, are they the masterminds behind this? Are they at the top? Or are they the ones that are sort of, hey, you guys run this spa, but they have a boss, right? And,
sure.
and that's who I think these investigators are trying to go after. But you're right. There have been arrests made. And these are the ones that they are facing real punishments, and they should. Meanwhile, the 200 Johns, they're getting a lot of attention. Robert Kraft's getting the most attention. But all of these guys are really in line for a fine. And it's like a very minimum jail sentence, which none of them will go
nobody
to.
Nobody ever gets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on the list, but nobody's going there.
Some of these Johns have been repeat offenders, it's possible they could go to jail for a minimum amount of time. If you're a first-time offender, legal authorities in Florida say nobody goes to jail for a first-time offense.
And I think it said, too, for Robert Kraft, if he shows up in Florida, he could be taken to custody.
And he doesn't even have to.
I was going to say, but if not, they're not gonna fly around to go get him.
No, his lawyer can do this. He doesn't even have to go there.
Right,
he doesn't
have
to appear there. Now, he's got a place down there, so I'm sure he'd like to go back at some point.
Yeah, that might be tricky. That might be a tricky thing.
At least not for the moment.
Yeah, stay low.
James is in Brockton. Hey, James.
AJ, how you doing?
Good.
You know, one thing I wanted to say was, over and above the allegation, which isn't proven yet, obviously. But the question is a multi-billion-dollar businessman an astute businessman, obviously, with some of the moves he's made. He should have known how toxic that environment was that he's walking in. The question is he naive, stupid, or didn't he care? Because if you go into a place like that, I mean, you know what you're getting into. I mean, you're not stupid. Allegedly, you went in. But, I mean, you know what you're getting into. No one speaks English. You know what's going on. You're either stupid, naive, or you don't give a crap. So the question is, which one of the three? And the other question is...
My guess on that, James, would be... And I mean, we'll see what happens. He's a very short statement, so who knows? My guess would be kind of naive to the fact that he went in there.
Come on, listen to me.
No, James.
James, will you let him finish here?
Can I go?
Calm down.
No, I'm not kidding you. Can I continue? Do you mind?
Do you mind? That's Patriots Nation. The thing is,
can I finish? James, shut up. For the love of God, just shut up for a second. We'll let you continue. I'm just saying this is not the only spa, in quotes, around the country like this, correct? There are other places you can go to. There's probably a place in New England. There's probably places all over, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you feel, like this. They all aren't human trafficked in people. So he might see this and say, yeah, this is the kind of spa that it is, but he doesn't know that they're necessarily being held against their will, or they were told, hey, you come over here, you're going to get a real job, and then they don't get a real job. Right? Isn't there a chance of that?
Probably not, because...
Okay, so you go into any one of these places and you just assume every one of these massage places is only sex slaves.
with people that don't speak English like that? The thing is this.
What?
Is
so this. If they don't speak English, they're automatically a sex slave? Got it. Okay.
No equivocation. No equivocation.
That's what you just said.
No, I'm not equivocating.
You just said it, though.
He's a high-profile guy.
Okay.
He can't go to something like on the client list. He's going to be high-profile. Everybody's going to know he went.
Those people probably don't know who he is.
My guess
that's
is,
probably
though,
one of the appeals to
I have to admit, I would have thought... Easy for me to say. I'm sitting here and I'm not famous. But if I'm Robert Kraft, I'm thinking, okay, this isn't a strip mall. There's a public supermarket over here.
There's a restaurant over here.
No. My point is, somebody's probably going to know who I am when they see me walk through the front door. Not somebody inside.
He probably took a limo to get there, too.
Well,
or whatever.
He had a driver. He got dropped off. But, you know, somebody sees him going from the car through the front door or out the front door. And I'm not saying the people inside the spa. They may well not know who he is. But the chances of somebody saying, hey,
isn't that the owner
of the Patriots over there?
No, so that part is stupid. So if James is saying him just walking in, I feel like that is stupid.
Incredibly stupid.
But for him to not immediately connect the dots and say these are all sex slaves, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive to it. But I don't think that... Would you automatically assume they're all being held against their will? Now, I didn't see the exact situation in there, and I know they've started to tell us some of the details to it. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's that outrageous.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.